friend. This afternoon, we will have a question and answer sharing session. So I have one question this morning about the time changing in America. We have the fall and the spring or something like that, right?
Yes.
The daytime saving. Actually, because we know that because our planet, the Earth, they rotate, right? And they rotate around the sun. At one cycle is 365, something like that. It's not exactly, so it's different from year to year. So that's why we need to adjust it. We need to adjust, especially for the country with the area so big to fit with the landmark, with the daytime. During the summer, the time we expose to the sun longer, right? And during the winter, where the time to expose to the sun less. So we try to adjust that. That adjust, we agree together. We agree together. It's not really absolute. That is just relative only. It's just relative only. For example, if you go to Asia, China, India, very big country like America too, but they don't change the time, right? They don't change the time. Doesn't matter you change or not change at the middle of that country, right? At the middle of that country at noontime, doesn't matter you see the sun or not, the sun's still on the top. The sun's still on the top. When it rotates at that time, the cloud may cover that, okay? But the sun still at the top on our planet, and at midnight, okay, on the opposite. So when we change that, so we can adjust the average, and then that we agree to it on there. So it makes easy for the communication, the work, whatever we set up, so it's easy to do it all together. Yeah? So that's not really absolute. The only thing we need to apply, the same thing, it's relative, it's not really absolute, but the more we can go along with the universe, the better it will be. For example, I'm in North America, right? And then tomorrow I fly to Asia. As you know, here to Asia is almost 12 hours different. So I fly out in America at midnight. So when I arrive over there, it should be around midnight. With almost 20 hours if I have one stop. So when I fly over there, I supposed to go to bed, right? But unfortunately, when I arrive there, okay, it's daytime. So I still have a half an hour break, and I have to work because that is the daytime. So we have to work or live at the place where we are. The more we adapt to that, the better it will be. Because it not get stuck to the old person, right? So now we had a problem with that because we think we are so small. we can create environment so we have off-season fruit, off-season vegetable. We think we're smart, right? But actually not. We disturb the environment. We disturb nature. And then we will have a consequence of that. As you see now, we cannot predict the weather. We cannot predict the disaster. Because we create a lot of problems with that. From all the place, in Asia, in the West, the same thing. We use the artificial condition a lot. So we disturb the circadian or the natural rhythm. Yeah. So again, we go with as close as possible. The food we eat, the time, and the environment. And so it will help to protect our body and protect the environment too. Yeah. Okay, and yes?
Question, you had the pyramid of the different foods, the physical, physiological food, mental food. What is the spiritual food?
Edible food, you know, right? Like you eat the banana or the apple, right? So if you just eat it and you're eating and you're talking, are you thinking of something else? That means you just eat the apple, but you may not smell it, you may not taste it fully. But when you pay attention to that, right? You pay attention to that. And you go, wow, the color is so bright, right? The skin, it look really polished, and the smell is so good. And when you buy it, it's crunchy, it's sweet, a little bit sour, right? And you taste it, and the smell is much better than okay when you smell it outside. Because right now it grows out, and I told you, most of the delicious, the nutrition is stored inside the cellular, the fiber, and now when you grow it, so it releases out and it interacts with the digestive enzyme and it turns to the receptor right away. We got the receptor inside and close that. So that not only the sensible of the mouth, the state, but depend on how you concentrate and how your state of mind at that moment. If you really concentrate, you're really peaceful, you will taste it much more delicious and fully. But if you're not really happy, you still pay attention, but then the smell and the taste is different. It's different right away when you touch it, when you buy it. Alright? And then the spiritual food, it has many different levels. The first level, at you be present with an apple or not, right? If you not be fully present with an apple, that means you not respect the apple, right? Look like okay, you had a friend come to you, and you not really pay attention to your friend. That means you not respect your friend. So that's the spiritual. A little deeper level, at I mentioned this morning, everything coming one and one represent for everything. I may say a piece of paper, tiny piece of paper, it contains the whole universe. I don't think so. How can? But it is. Where the paper come from? A tree, right? Can a tree live without the sun? No. Can a tree live without the water? No. Can a tree live without the clouds? No. You see, so the soil, the fertilizer, the water, the cloud, the sun, all in a tree or in a paper. and a farmer in here. Yeah, the woodcutter in here, the engineer in here, the electrician here, the doctor in here. Right? The pharmacist in here, and even though the president in here. You cannot separate. You cannot take out the sun from here. Can you? No. See? So when you can look at everything like that, you in everyone, everyone in you, an apple will be in you, and you will contribute for that apple. That is the spiritual. That is the real spiritual. Spiritual is not other religion. Religion, that is a tiny bit of the spiritual, right?
So does that go for inorganic things too, like metal, like gold or silver or iron or...
Everything.
The tree is connected to the sun, obviously.
Everything. Yeah, everything. Because we cannot separate. And if we respect the tree, we have to respect the environment. Because if we dump out the what we call the trap, okay, in general, the dirty stuff, right? If at certain level it can convert, it can transform, but it over the limit, okay, it cannot. Look like in our body. Talking about now, today we had a problem with lacking of calcium, right? And we had osteoporosis. But actually we had a whole bunch of calcium in the vegetable, in the bean. In that talking about if you are veggie, okay? And if you are the one to eat meat, egg, or seafood, you have a whole bunch. But in vegetable, we had a whole bunch of calcium. But the way we cook incorrectly, the amount we eat incorrectly, so that it turned out from organic into inorganic. And when it turned out inorganic, our body cannot use it, cannot absorb it. And the tumor, it cannot eliminate it. So that's why we had a problem with calcification of the bone. We had a kidney stone, we had a gallbladder stone, we had a deposit along the wall, etc. Only you know the broccoli, right? Okay? Not the flower one, the steam one. You just need only about an inch or 1.5 inch every day, you have extra air, calcium. If you continue to eat every day that much, maximum after 3 months, you may have kidney stone. Too much. Every day that enough. You don't need to eat more than that. You may have extra calcium and the deposit, you have a kidney stone. Alright, any other have any experience, any question?
How do you feel about supplements?
The same thing. You know that American now today will be diluted. Only plant can use inorganic and convert it into organic, but to certain amount only. If it over its capacity, it still cannot convert and it still have inorganic element in the vegetable. Alright? Human being and mortal animal cannot use that, cannot transform that. So, the question, how can we use the what we call the Western medicine? Okay, the drug, it worked. Back to the example I just told you. We have a lot of calcium. We have a lot of calcium in the vegetable. But the way we cook, the way we eat, the time we eat incorrectly. So that's why it turned from organic into inorganic. So when the calcium inorganic extra in our body and we cannot eliminate or it creates problem, we call it a symptom or a sickness. Maybe kidney stone, maybe calcification of the bone, maybe arthritic, something like that, right? In general, we say, okay, extra calcium turn out become inorganic, create a problem. I call that a substance A, inorganic. Back to biochem 101, okay? No, this is not biochem 101 from the college, from the high school, from the 8th or 9th grade, something like that. I call the calcium inorganic, the extra in our body, that is substance A. Okay, inorganic. Now, I use medication, B, right? B, what we call medication, that is inorganic chemical synthetic too, right? If when you take the medication B and your body not accept it, you have a side effect. You have a coughing, you have an allergic reaction, whatever. You stop right away, right? You don't take it. But when you take it and it have a no obvious side effect or sign symptom, you say it's good, lucky but unlucky. Why is that? The medication B, when it puts in our body, it will buy with substance A, right? A inorganic, B inorganic, bind together. So when B bind to A no longer there, right? A no longer there, so the sign symptom caused by A disappear. Oh, you're happy because the sign symptom not disappear, you're happy. It tricked you here. But what substance we create? AB. A no longer there, but the new compound we combine. Substance AB. Okay? And then you not recognize that because totally different, right? And the doctor gives you another medication, the second one, I call the C, right? Inorganic, I take it, luckily, okay, it have a nose of the symptoms, so I continue to take. If it have a symptom, I throw it away, right? Discontinue. Now, lucky but unlucky, when I take the second medication, the C, inorganic, in. AB no longer there, so the sign symptom created by B disappear. But what new substance be found? ABC. And then when ABC be created, the sign symptom for ABC will have it. You see? And you come to the doctor. Huh? Doctor give you a third medication, D. Oh wow, lucky again, you take medication, you have a no obvious side effect. You think it's good? And you take the D. Now, ABC no longer there. So the sign symptom ABC gone. And but it create one. A, B, C, D. You see? The more medication you take, the bulky, the compound it creates. But life not that simple, you. Life not that simple. Who have a diabetic here? Not anyone yet? Because when you have a diabetic or you have a relative have a diabetic and you have to stick your finger, you will know. the same moment, okay, at the same moment, you stick your finger and you stick your toe and you have the blood vessel vein, you stick the needle in here. At the same moment, three different place, we have a three different number. Right? And then, obvious than that, you know the blood sugar before meal different with after meal. In the morning, it's different at lunch, different at supper, different at dinner, different at bedtime. Right? So, even now, the medical system very advanced. But even though in the future, doesn't matter how advanced, never we can discover any method, any machine to measure exactly how much a substance in our body at a moment. The reason, because as I told you, the principle of the universe, every phenomenon changing continually. Nothing, no one stay forever. Okay? So, nothing stay forever. So, from now to in the future, even though very advanced, we never can have a method to measure exactly a substance in our body. Okay, that's inside. And outside, the medicine. You see, we didn't have opportunity to talking about the 3-day cycle and the 7-day cycle in our body, or in the universe. In the East, when a patient comes to the doctor had to make a palpation, examination, question, observe all things, and then, okay, he will give medication for maximum 3 days. Okay? After 3 days, he had to come back, and then he had to adjust the dose. Right? And after 3 days, another 3 days, if the sign symptom is stable, and then he will eat a week, because 7 days, another cycle of the human being. After another week, if stable, he give 2 weeks, that means 2 cycles. After 2 weeks stable, he give 4 weeks, that's about a month. Okay? After another month stable, he give 3 months. That is the step-by-step cadence, write that correctly. Secondly, the medication and the eat, after they adjust the dose, they have the way to adjust it. But here, you think in America or in the Western system, a tablet 100 milligram is 100, 125, 150, right? You 150 pounds, you still take 100 milligram. She only 120, still 100 milligram. And she 148, 145, still 100 milligram. You see? Cannot adjust it. You cannot, okay, you are 150 pounds, so you take 100 gram. And she only 145, she take only 95 milligram. And she only 120 pounds, so she should take only 91 or 92 milligrams. I have no way to adjust that. So that's not right, right? Secondly, when we need to take medicine, when we have a sickness or when we have disease, right? The same thing when we take food if we're hungry. If you're not hungry, doesn't matter how delicious food, you cannot eat it much. You can take a little bit, you cannot take more. It's full already, right? So medicine used to treat the illness. When your illness is gone, the medicine throw away. No help, doesn't matter how expensive, doesn't matter how valuable is that, doesn't matter how good is that. You cannot say, oh, this medication, I spent $10,000 to buy it, so I finished my disease already, so I don't want to waste it, so I had to use it up. No way, all right? It will harmful after that. So, the medication to you to treat the illness, and then when you treat your illness, you want it stay the same forever, or you want it decrease, or you want it increase? What do you want? You want it stay the same, or you want it decrease over time, or you want it increase over time? Which one do you want? You want it decrease, right? You want it to feel better and better and better. So if your disease, if your illness, if your problem improve, so the dose of the medication has to reduce, right?
Yeah.
But think about here, your medication reduce or stay the same or increase? The same or maybe increase forever. And not only increase the dose, it increase the quantity. Not only one, but two, not only two, but three, four, five, 15, 25 medication. You see? So, we cannot measure exactly how much a substance in our body. We cannot adjust the dose of the medication. So, when you take the medication in how many options we may have, we may have the substance A still left over. We may have the new compound AB, and we may have the sum B left over. You see? That's why when you take the medication, the sign symptom, the old one, it not disappear 100% because some A is still there, so it still creates some problem. The new compound AB have it, so it creates some new sign symptom. And maybe some B still left over, so by itself it creates some problem. And then when you take the second medication, only second medication, C, when you take it in again, C may be bind with A to create AC. C may be bind with AB to create ABC. C may be bind with B left over to create BC. And maybe C left over. You say only two medication. Now you have a four options. The more medication we take, the more mess up. Because it's inorganic, our body cannot use it, cannot eliminate, because the more medication we take, the bulky compound it will be created. So that's why it gets stuck in the mucus layer along the line. And then it block the flow, and it gets stuck in the liver, in the intestine, and in the kidney. That's why you see people take the medication for a while, and then liver function down, kidney function down, and it will mess up, and then the nerve system down too. Because a modern medication interferes with the movement of the neural messenger too, you see? So that way we get stuck in there. So the same thing for supplementation. Think about that. Someday your house have three doors. The front one, the garage one, and the back one. You have three doors. Three doors have three keys. This one back to 101, okay? Lock and key, you remember this one? Enzyme reaction, the biochemical reaction in our body, what we call lock and key. So the vitamin, the mineral, that is the supplementation to help the reaction to complete. So what we call the term in biochem, we call that the lock and key. It has to fit perfectly. It has to fit perfectly. It not only fit perfectly, but it has to have the capacity to carry out the function of that. Right? So, just take an example. You have a three door, and then you have three keys. Someday, you lost your keychain, and you look around in your car, or in your wallet, or someone gives you another keychain with another three keys. Right? Wow! You're happy because you have a three door, three lock, and now you have a three key. If the key is too small or too big, you don't need to try. Right? You don't need to try because you know the size of your key and your door lock. So, you don't need to try. But what happens if the three keys, they give you the same size with your original key? You take the first one, you try the first lock, the second lock, the third lock, no one works. You take the second one, you try the first, the second, and third, doesn't work. Take the third one, three door, three key, you have to try 9 times. You see? But what happens if you have a three door and you have the whole of 30 or 50 keys? The more you have, the more you try, the more you wait, the more you hope, the more time you spend, and finally no one works. The more you hope, the more you disappoint. Right? The more you try, the more you angry. The more you're tired. That's what happens when we use the supplementation. Because if the supplementation is bulky, that means look at the key, too small, too big, we recognize and we eliminate it, we not try. Remember, you may have one master key to unlock many locks, many doors. But you cannot use one locker to lock many doors. Right? No opposite, no the other side. So the same thing in here. When you use supplementation, if you use supplementation from the vegetable, from the organic one, from the fresh one, that is the real one, our body can use it. Even though they use very little, but it affects it. So it can work for the whole cascade reaction. Going down, going down. But if we use the fake one, the one biochemical, the one synthesis from the lab, that is an inorganic one. And the chemist try to identify, take the size, the structure of the real one, and they mimic that. So it's exactly the same. So that's why when we take it, the first one is going through. The first one is going through, but the second one is realize, hey, you are the fake one, because you cannot do your job. And now it's too late. Maybe somehow it goes to the third, the fourth step, they discover. That's why you see, the more we take that, and the more it messes up our body. Because that is a fake one. And do not take 10 milligram, 20 milligram. Instead of, take example, the vitamin C, our body needs only maximum 25 milligram of vitamin C. It can do everything for the whole day. If we want 25 milligram vitamin C, we have to eat, for example, the whole fresh orange, right? And now it's curved. It costs more money than a tablet vitamin C. Secondly, it takes more time, right? not convenient. And only a few dollars, a whole bottle of 100 or 200 tablets. And each tablet is about 250 to 500 milligrams. So that means 20 times more than what we need. And it's much, much cheaper than an orange. So we like this one, right? Take a pill, put it in, a second, we're done. 20 times more than what our body needs. And it's so cheap, and we think it's so good. And then you have a three door, but you have a whole key of 60, 20 times more. How many times you have to try? You have to try a lot, and finally okay, it doesn't work. Okay? That's a problem with supplementation. And then, if we not abuse it, our body can eliminate it, no problem. But if some supplementation or some other substance our body cannot eliminate, so it gets stuck in our body, and now it creates problem. So that's why you see, okay, they have the joke. If you want to be a millionaire, just collect American urine. You heard that? No? Yeah. They said that. They said that 20 years already. 20 years earlier. If you want to be a millionaire, just collect American urine. That means we abuse it. We use too much. And just a portion of that eliminate through the urine. The rest you get stuck in there.
Does it eventually, can you eventually clean that out?
Actually, yes. If you stop use for a while, if you use the fresh juice, the fresh vegetable juice, and you can wash it out, especially most of the mineral or the vitamin that the water soluble. Only vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin D, vitamin E, that is the oil soluble, so it gets stuck in there. Luckily, we don't have much vitamin D in the food. We don't have much vitamin E in the food unless you take the supplementation of fish oil too much. But, and then it can be used, but you know, when we use that, okay, we have a problem with the cell membrane and the skin. Vitamin K, we don't have it much, and it not last long. But it's not only that, because I told you, we have too many things to be get rid, not only the supplementation. We may take the calcium, and we may eat the processed foods and have a lot of chemical in there, and we may need we may take other medication too. So our body had to work a lot to eliminate all that. So depend on other substance, right? Eat one a little bit, but many things it add up, so it become a lot. That's why you see in America, I think a few years already, you know the acetaminophen, right? Few years ago, it have a 500 milligram dosage. But now they cut it down to 325. Because the children and the adult, especially people with arthritis, they abuse that. They don't know. Especially for the children, they worry for children. Because in the cough and cold, have a Tylenol. In the fever, have a Tylenol. In almost every medication have a Tylenol. So when they want to relieve the sign symptom, they don't go to one doctor, and they don't take one medication. They take this one, they take the other one. A little bit, single dose, single medication, it not create a problem. But add up this one, the other one, the liver cannot convert, it cannot eliminate that, and they have a liver toxicity. So that's why the FDA had to cut down the maximum dose from 500 to 325. So the same thing in here. If we say, oh, it's a little bit nothing, but by itself it not create a problem, but add up with the other thing. And then in life, we deal with many things, but not single thing. So be careful with that. Yeah.
Is it the same with artificial sweeteners?
much more dangerous for that one. Yeah, because you think about that. If somebody trick you, lie to you, alright, you may find out. But if you lie yourself, nobody know. So the same thing in here, when we use the artificial sweetener, I mean, we lie ourselves from the central nervous system. The same thing when we use artificial flavor. Very dangerous. That's why you see now today, we mess up our nervous system. We mess up the headquarters because of all the artificial.
But does it have the inorganic substance that the body can't handle? Was there an inorganic compound in there? In a sugar-free drink?
Yeah, it's not only inorganic, but it's harmful to the cellular level.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it's harmful to the headquarters within the nerve. Mm-hmm.
I don't seem to be able to communicate to people who walk around drinking, you know, sugar-free Pepsi and Coke after drink, that it's harmful. I can't explain to them what is the problem.
That's why you see people use the Diet Coke or use the artificial sweetener, the problem become heavier and become deeper, become more severe. It not get better. Because we trick our mind. You rather give the real sugar mindfully, and it will recognize and it will know how to transform, how to deal with that. But now we treat our mind, so we lie to ourselves, so that in no way, no one can help us. Mm. And do you know the story about the refined sugar story? For over 50 years, American be deluded. Because before the pharmaceutical industry, the sugar industry are in lobby, not the FDA, it goes to the top level of the healthcare department and to the top of the research center in Harvard University. Lobby the director, and he gave out the policy, and he claimed that, okay, the cardiovascular disease, the cholesterol caused by the saturated fat, not by the sugar. But actually, that's not true. Now, they found out the truth, but it's too late because he passed away already. More than 45, almost 50 years, million, trillion people suffer and people die because of that one.
Yeah.
Sugar are the ones to create a problem. So and then the same thing, I told you at the assembly this morning about the milk, the cow milk, right? That one create a lot of problem from the baby time already. You see, in the old time, compared to the other country, no other country, even though you go to the underdeveloped country, no one have asthma terrible like in America. The children in America have asthma, but have allergy when they're very a few months old, because the cow milk and all the milk product, okay, the molecule is too big, it cannot digest, it cannot eliminate. So it creates the mucus, come out, gets stuck in the airway, and it destroys the immune system from a very young age already. So a lot of stuff, okay, we be diluted, we be had wrong the poor information. The same thing like we go into the whole food store right now. More than 50% fake. More than 50% of the product in the whole food store right now is fake, it's not the real one. So that way, if we're not mindful, we don't have the wisdom, the real eye to look at that. And we don't know which one is really good for us. And then I told you, okay, nothing is good and nothing is bad. The water is good or bad. It's very important for our body. The food is very important in our body. The carbohydrate is the main resource of energy for our body. The lipid is the main substance to maintain our body. But if we don't know how to use it, right? The same amount, the same thing. But if you use it before noon time, you eat right time, you eat right way, you have no problem. But now we have a tendency to delay. I just take an example. Now you want to ride to Detroit, right? You want to ride your car to Detroit. You get out to the parking lot, open the door, turn on the engine, and you look at the gas. You see, oh, it's low. So you know definitely, okay, you need to fill the gas tank before you go. If you want to get to Detroit, right? You don't have enough gas. So you just get on the car, you turn on the engine, you see it, you remember it, okay, get out here, go to the intersection, fill it up. Oh, now you see, you can drive. When you get on a highway, okay, even though traffic, you don't care because you fill up the tank already, right? Easy to go. Doesn't matter how long the traffic. But most of us don't do that. Oh, we can feel it later on. But after you get out there, the phone, the conversation, the thinking, the mind go wandering away, and you forgot, right? You forgot, and then you get to the highway. If the highway clear, you continue to forget. But traffic, slow down, look at that. What? Okay. And you go, no. Now, yeah, look around to see any exit to get out. But in the traffic, it's not easy to get out. Take longer time. And even though when you get out, get in back, longer time. You see, worry net, have to pay higher price at the highway, longer time in and out. Why we need to do that? You see, more the same thing in our body. Every day our body just needs certain amount of energy. And it already set up for us. Hey, this is the time I'm working good. I get ready to receive it to me. So I will transport it, I will convert it, I will make the energy ready for you for the whole day. And the rest of the day I can relax, I can clean up, I can do other things. But now, okay, take it easy. And then, when I need, you don't give to me. When I don't need, you give to me, throw it there. And then we're not mindful eating. Okay, immigration station, remember? Let the bad thing get over. And then at this time, I cannot do anything. The good substance not move, become bad one. The bad substance make it flow, it become better. That's the principle. You see? So that's why we create a lot of problems with ourselves. Alright. Any other questions?
Yeah. I'm not sure I heard you correctly when you're talking about sugar and artificial sweeteners. You were saying that sugar is bad for you and artificial sweeteners are bad for you?
Yes.
That's the way it was coming across. So what's the solution?
Actually, the artificial sweetener, that is the real, real bad guy. Because it does nothing. It's harmful. Okay? It's harmful. Harmful here, it means because we don't know how to use it correctly. If we use it at the medication, at the right amount, at the right time, it may have a benefit effect For example, the snake poisoner, good or bad? The snake poisoner, good or bad?
Depends on if it's an antidote.
Yeah, you see? If the snake poison.
Snake poison, okay.
If you got the snake bite, the whole amount of poison get into your bloodstream at one time, overwhelming, you die. Alright? But if we use that one, we dilute it out and we heal at the right time in the operation room. Without that one, we cannot go into the operation room. Cardiovascular disease, pain, snake poison, okay? We use many, many applications for that, but have to at the right time, at the right amount. That's why you see the symbol of the healthcare, the snake on the balance. You see? It's nothing good or bad. It's nothing good or bad. So the same thing, like the artificial sweetener, if we use it at the right time, the right condition, the right amount, it can be had a benefit effect. But now because we abuse it, we use it too much for wrong indication, so it becomes more bad than good. Alright? So you got that, right? Talking about the sugar, especially the refined sugar. Again, if you use it at the small amount, at the right time, it's good. For example, you are working outdoor, you sweat and you have a low sugar, low energy. At that time, okay, you have a half cup of that, you feel fresh right away. Or if you have a diabetic, you overdose on the medication, you need the sugar right away, otherwise you pass out, you faint and you're gone. In that indication, in that amount, in that time, it benefit. But now most of us use the what we call the refined sugar. They take away all the fiber, they take away the mineral, they use the substance to clean up, to wash it so it's white color, so a lot of the chemical in there. And the amount of sugar is so high, it's so concentrated. And if we take normally, regularly, amount too much, it dumps out too fast. Our body cannot use it, cannot transport it. So it gets stuck and it creates a problem. Okay? And if you take after meal, when you take it, when your stomach almost more than half of food, definitely is the real, real bad guy. Because the food in your stomach, it stays there for 3 to 4 hours, depending on how much and depending on what time. We had a problem, we take the fruit or the dessert, the sweet one, after meal. We fill up our stomach full already, have not enough space for the digestive fluid to get through, to mix it. And now we add up the sweet dessert up here. It has to wait for this whole amount to be empty, take about 3 to 4 hours. This guy, after 15 to 20 minutes, it's fermented. And become gas, boom. Open the lid, and the gas, the acid from here, combined with the gas from the fermentation of the sugar, it flood up here. So you have reflux and you have erosion, you have all damage, your jaw. You see? So nothing is good or bad, but depend on how we yield. But compare between the refined sugar and the artificial sweetener. Now, the artificial sweetener make a very bad effect right now. But people don't know.
Very bad what?
Very bad effect. I mean, a bad guy. Bad result.
So I have a question for you that has nothing to do with what we've been talking about. Why is your robe yellow?
The robe?
Yeah, what you wear is yellow.
Ah! this is because traditional in India at the old time, the Buddha, collect the cloth from the graveyard to make the clothes. And I don't know if you go to India or you go to Asia, sometimes we don't have a coffin to put the dead in there. Okay, they just take a piece of cloth, they grab the dead body, and they bring it out to the city, and they live there, or on the riverbank, they live there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the monk had to go to collect on that one, so it have a multicolor, right? A multicolor. So to make it unified, okay, we had to find something to dye it. And in India, turmeric is the easiest one, the cheapest one. And also, because in India, it has the hot weather, so we have to use the light color, so it will reflect the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, he used this one to let the people, the general people, know that, okay, this is the left half people, the separate cat, okay, the lowest one in the society. So they collect the clothes, the cloth from the cemetery, and they are the separate community, not at the same like other people. So that is original, the yellow color come from India, yeah. All right, so can we close it here?
Close?
Yeah. Any other question? Everyone happy with that? All right, thank
well,
you.
Well, I just want to bless an offering then.
Not yet, because closing that means close this session, question and answer.
Oh, I thought you meant
yeah.
just this closing
yeah,
answer. Okay, close,
yeah.
close the questions. Yes.
And then now I have the next. Now